Blog Talk Radio.
My sexy sis, my girl in a bag of pearls, Emma E2K at the Queen's Lounge, right here on LushRadioOnline.com. Ah!
welcome, welcome yet again to another week at the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, Emma E2K. You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com. And you already know, man, it's hot, it's caliente, it's the topic. The nice topic that we're discussing is, have you ever sent a naked picture of yourself and then regretted it? Or have you ever received a naked picture of anyone and regretted it? It's a lot of regrets going on. There's a lot of brave souls, and there's a lot of people that do things spontaneously. And then, you know, with this internet stuff, live to regret it. So how do you feel about it? And have you ever done it? I mean, I'm sure everybody has thoughts. I've had thoughts. Everybody has thoughts. But have you ever went that extra mile to go do that, actually send a naked picture of yourself to someone and then regretted it, you know? There's some people that send it and there's no regrets. Hey, I did it. It was what it was, or it is what it is, and I did it, and they own it. But some people, after the fact, after you press send, you know, after you already shared or you post, now you're like, wow, maybe I shouldn't have done that. So that's the person I want to talk to today. Any brave soul that's out there, call me 347-826-7722. A lot of people writing stuff down. There's a lot of gentlemen hitting me up, telling me that they speak to their daughters about this very topic. And, you know, afraid for their daughters to do such things. And guess what, fellas? Your daughters, your nieces, your cousins, your friends' daughters, and, you know, are very prone to maybe have done this already or definitely thinking about doing it. So maybe the conversation should be had, you know. It never hurts. It just definitely never hurts.
No, you've been hurt. One time, you and I all your girls in the club one time. Also convinced that you're following your heart, cause your mind don't control what it does sometimes. We all have our nights, so don't be so ashamed. I've had mine, you've had yours, we both know, we know. You hate being alone when you ain't the only one. You hate the fact that you bought the dream when they sold you one. You love your friends, but somebody should have told you some.
Checking out the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, MA2K, and we on the hot, caliente topic, you know, like we always do. Tonight's topic is, have you ever sent a naked picture of yourself and then regretted it? You know, that's what we're discussing, because this epidemic is actually bigger than people really think. This usually is happening with our youth and, you know, several insecure people. And, you know, it's going too rapid, especially with the social media situations, a lot of stuff being posted. People send stuff to each other. All of a sudden, it ends up in www.somethingsomething.com, you know. So La Nena posted, girl, maybe some titties without the face, but not all but naked. Nah, that shit will bite you right in the butt. I know people that happen to, and it's no good. Yeah, I know a lot of people that's happened to, too, and it's not definitely good. I'm going to go to my phone line. 484, y'all with MA2K. Please, 484-366. Your line is open. Okay, 1, 2, 3. That was your 3 seconds to respond. 484, you're still on hold, and you can continue to listen to the show. Give you the opportunity to chime in, and you didn't. So welcome. Welcome to the show. So we're talking about naked pictures, you know, naked pictures of yourself, or have you ever received any naked pictures? I mean, because this is kind of like a fad. This is something that every other person I speak to has either done it or experienced it or have thoughts about it. I mean, everybody has thoughts about every almost everything, you know, because our mind just works like that. But I want to talk to the people that actually have had the cojones in the right place is the only thing I can say, which is the, you know, their balls in the right place to be able to do that, because you got to have some type of courage, you know, to do that. You know, not everyone does that. Shout out to my cousin Sid, who says that he's very proud to be showing his naked body. He loves his body. So shout out to Sid for that one, my crazy, crazy cousin. everybody, don't forget to check him out. Sid the Great Burgos on the Facebook. That's my cousin. Crazy. So, yeah, so, you know, so a lot of people hitting me on the sidebars. Not a lot of people really want to call in to be talking about it. I don't know why. This is a fact of life. I mean, if you go on any social network, you're guaranteed to see someone either completely naked, almost completely naked, whether it be a photo or a video or just a lot of nakedness going on, you know, a lot of flesh. So my thing is, you know, why? Why do people do that? What draws someone to just go completely ham, pardon the pun, you know, and just want to exhibit themselves that way? Whatever happened to mystery, whatever happened to, you know, let them think about it, or whatever happened to those things? Am I alone? Call me, 347-826-7722, and let me know what's going on out there. Well, this is getting crazy.
Hello? I am subconscious. Don't be afraid. Leave me alone. I am the projector, and you the projection. And I am always supreme.
Say,
E2K, yo, sexy host for the night, and the only host, right? Yeah, tonight. I think I'm going solo on this one. Everybody, for some reason, is like not wanting to touch this topic, but it's things is happening. Like, this is happening. Like, I'm on Facebook right now, and even via Twitter, and I'm seeing half naked people. I mean, this is something that you can't avoid. If you're on a social network, you cannot avoid. You go to Tagged and MySpace, wherever you go, everybody's either half naked, fully naked, all the way naked. So, you know, the odds of a couple of people not sending their naked pictures, I think that that's a shorter list. But I'm going to my phone line. 646, you're on with Emma E2K, discussing the hot, caliente topic of the night. You want to chime in? 646, your phone lines is open. 413, you don't want to talk? Okay. You're on hold. All right, so everyone's just calling in to listen. Again, what is the fee of people? It doesn't necessarily mean that you're the one that have submitted the picture. You could have received the picture and talked about it. Do you have, you know, daughters, nieces? I think it's time to have that conversation because, you know, we having younger and younger people on the social networks now. And YouTube, I mean, I'm talking about everywhere you go, you're going to see naked, half naked, fully naked, bodies just, you know, all around. And we need to explain that because if we don't, then we're kind of giving it a pass. And we kind of just as guilty as those people that are posting it because we're feeding into that. We're also watching it. You know, so we're giving those, we're giving them the views. And the more views they have, of course, you know, the more popular it is on the website. So, you know, what is, I'm just saying, what just runs through a person's mind just to decide to send naked pictures? I mean, it could be a lot of stuff because you could be, like it's happened a lot, in a committed relationship, just you with the other person. You know, you want to get sexy or explicit with your partner, and you send them something that's specifically for your partner. All of a sudden, y'all break up, and now the photos and the videos is on www.something.com. Like, that's crazy. You know, you wasn't doing it with the thoughts of being, you know, exploited that way. You was just doing it for the love or lust that you have for the partner that you was with, and then all of a sudden it went somewhere. So my thing is, just think about it. If you can't show it in person, you know, definitely don't send it through the internet because you never know who exactly, you know, might be getting it. Thanks. Think about it.
No.
Yeah. You already know you're at the Queen's Lounge with your sexy host, MAE2K, and definitely thank you for raising your glass and saluting the Queen who has entered the lounge. Yes. We're discussing this topic that's hot, caliente. My phone lines are like Christmas, and no one wants to talk, so I guess I'll be the one talking. Shout out to Lizette Augusto. I see you, ma. She says she has never sent out a pic, but know someone that has and believe it came to buy her back in the tush. So good topic. She's listening. Shout out to you, Lizette. Definitely. It's crazy. It's definitely crazy. Shout out to you, Queen. Thank you for listening in. You know, the topic is it's just too close to home. You know what I mean? It's definitely too close to home for a lot of people. And I'm starting to see now why nobody wanna talk about it. Okay. I mean, you know, I know it's a good topic because everybody's sidebarring me and hitting me up and telling me so. So yeah, it's a little crazy. So I will go back to music and I'm hoping somebody will talk to me. I just want, you know, somebody talk to. Can you call me, please? 347-826-7722.
Girl, my body don't lie. Right on. My mind, let it rain over me.
Liquid worldwide. Baby, you a rockstar. Dale veterana que tú sabes más de la cuenta. No te haga. Freak me, baby. I better yes. Freak me, baby. Yes, yes. I'm freaky, baby. I'ma make sure that your peach feels peachy, baby. No bullshit, bros. I like my women sexy, classy, sassy. Powerful, yes. They love to get a little nasty. Ow. This ain't a game, yo, see. You can put the blame on me. Dale muñequita, abre ahí. And let it rain over me.
the Facebook, man. You're in the Queen's Lounge, and this Facebook is on fire. Now, why is not a surprise to me that all the fellas are hitting me up and telling me that they have no regrets about the naked pictures they've sent out? And it's only, like, the women and the girls that have. Like, what's the deal with that? So the guys are proud to show their nakedness, and then the girls regret it. But I never seen, I never have heard of a story yet that has been a breakup between, you know, the guy and the girl, and all of a sudden it's the girl that's posting the guy's naked pictures. For some reason, you know, it's always the opposite. The dude is sour and upset or whatever have you, and that's how he uses his vendetta. And, you know, these pictures that was entrusted in him are now displayed in www.whatever.com. You know what I mean? It's crazy. So I'm going back to my phone lines. Let's see. Nobody wants to talk, but I still keep trying. 646, you're on with MA2K at the Queen's Lounge. You want to talk about the hot, caliente topic?
Yes. Hello, Emma?
Yes, that's me.
Hey, how you doing? This is Andrew.
Peace. Who's this?
Andrew.
Hey, what's up, Andrew? What's up, Andrew?
I'm all right. I'm good. I'm good. I'm all right. You know, touching on the topic that you got tonight,
yes.
I just want to say that, you know, I got a 17-year-old daughter, and I know she'd be on Facebook and all that, and I just, you know, I talk to her sometimes. You know, she's 17. You know, boys get curious, and I tell her, you know, just to be careful, you know, just coming from a father's point of view, you know. But I know there's sites like that where dudes are very, you know, all, you know, very, you know, bad, and, you know, they want to get even, you know, put pictures of some girl that they used to date, which is, that's bad. But, you know, touching, you know, with my daughter, because I'm trying to touch two things,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think too much at one time. But, my thing with the, you know, with this 17-year-old daughter I got, you know, I tell her and I pray to God that, you know, she don't send a picture out or something, because, you know, it could get around her school, she could get bullied, she could get humiliated. You know, I try to speak to her, and I spoke to her about it. So, you know, I'm just, you know.
Yeah, I have a lot of, you know, I have a lot of guys, you know, male friends. Like I always say about it, I got like 100 brothers. And they have, you know, they call me a lot, and they talk, you know, they have me talking to their daughters. I talk to a lot of
right.
their daughters and nieces and
right.
stuff. And one of the main topics that I talk to them about, I mean, the first one is always, you know, to teach them self-love. But
right.
one of the main topics is this topic right here, which is, you know, with the internet now, with the phones being so quick that you can send so much information and the pictures being so clear. And,
yeah.
and you know, and you kind of it's kind of addictive. I'm not gonna lie. You know, you take pictures, you want to post them because you want to show them to your friends and what blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right, and then when you're at that age, that teenage age, that you're still kind of insecure about your body and your image and all that, and then you have someone, you know, telling you, you know, oh, you look good. It's now you're sexy.
Right.
Send me a picture. They kind of get caught up with, oh, he said I'm sexy. He said I'm, let me just send him this picture and nobody else will
right.
see it. You know, but that's the whole thing we have to drive home to them. No, sweetie, it's not just him that's going to see it, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah.
You don't know who, how many hims are going to see it, you know. At the moment, he may not show it to his boy, but let you not pick up the phone. Let you tell him you don't want to be with him no more and see how his,
mm-hmm.
the whole neighborhood is now going to see it. You know what I mean? So
yep.
that's very dangerous. Oh, my God.
Yep.
I don't, you know, I'm just going to keep you in prayer, Andrew, because I know
yeah.
it's rough.
Yeah.
I know it's rough.
Hey, yeah, man. I try. And I got a
15-year-old.
I tell her the same thing. You know, I try to school them, you know, as much as I can without, you know, just getting on them. You know what I mean?
Yeah. The conversation needs to be had as soon as you put that dangerous phone in their hands, basically.
Right.
You know what I mean? As soon as that happens, you know, and not only that, with the technology now, again, you can have a phone and you can be with someone and they actually could be videotaping you and recording you and taking
and
your pictures without
yeah.
you not even knowing.
Yeah.
You know, the guy could be like, oh, let me, the guy
yeah.
could be like, yeah, the guy could be like, oh, you're not really daring. You ain't down about it. Oh, yeah, well, then show me your breasts. And then the minute you flip
yep,
up your
yep.
shoulder, he already took like 10 pics. He had a photo shoot. Boom, boom, boom. There you go. And you don't know where those photos went. So, ladies, girls, queens and princesses, please Please, 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 please. You got to be the first one. You got to be the first one to protect your body. If he's too caught up and too busy and asking you photos and videos, that right there should give you the red flag. Because a man yes, let's say to men, because if you should be with a man, that meaning you should be old enough and in that relationship, to share your body that way. It should be on a one-on-one, eyes to eye, view to view. You need to see it, you see it with your eyes. You know what I'm saying? Pass the phone, leave the phone over there. The phone don't need to be next to close to us. It's just, you know, it's just, it's sad that we have to live that way. Because even when I go, like, talk to people, you know, I'm very cautious. Like, the first thing I'm wondering is, like, where's their phone? What are they doing with their phone? Like, are they recording me? Like, you know, I'm careful how I don't even want to pick a booger in public because, you know, a photo
could
it's on surface and it's like, are you serious? So it's just now there's too much eyes in the sky. There's too much cameras, too much filming going on. And everybody really has to be careful and be on the P's and Q's. And the naked stuff is just.
They'll lose.
I'm not even online 5 minutes. On Facebook and all that, and I already am seeing half naked bodies, full naked bodies.
It's true.
So it's scary, and I'm gonna keep you in prayer, Andrew.
Yes, you know I say keep walking in faith, girl.
Yes, that's the only way to go.
But I'm trying, Ma. I'm trying.
And you're doing a great job, and I applaud you.
And me coming from a father, but you know what? I think it takes, you know, a woman to raise, you know, female, you know, like.
True, but you know what? Let me also, you know, it's not just the females because you got to teach these young men. If we start raising some gentlemen, you know, that are not thinking that way, that are all of a sudden like, oh, so you don't want to be with me? Okay, so then I'm going to exploit you. Instead of, you know what, you don't want to be with me, I'm going to delete these shits and go ahead, go on with yourself. You know what I mean? So that, you know, we have to learn to raise gentlemen as well as raising young ladies that love themselves enough that, like, you know, no, we don't need to go there. And it's just crazy. I just, you know, I'm just gonna keep on the phone. Like, don't hang up on me. Keep listening to the show. You may hear some advice from other people that can help you, and and relate better to your daughter. But thank you for calling, Andrew. I really appreciate you.
No problem.
Okay, peace. I'm going to 917. 917, you're on in the Queen's Lounge.
Yo.
Yo.
I got naked pictures for anybody that want to see them right now.
Listen, that's not what the show is about, for you to show naked pictures.
I'm sorry. I got a nice folder for everybody.
What's up, D-Cuts? So,
I'm not afraid to show my stuff, man.
You're not afraid?
Nah, I'm not afraid. I'm not scared. I'm not
everybody
ashamed either.
Follow
I don't
him.
Care. I live. You gotta
follow him, David
Aviles, like
on the Facebook. David Aviles, follow him on the Facebook.
Yeah, David Aviles, and I'll send you a free picture. It's all good.
See, that's what I'm saying.
Care.
The guys don't care. The guys don't care.
I'm proud of my shit, yo. I'm proud of it.
Why is only the female? Well, now seriously talking, because you have a daughter.
Oh,
so,
man, you got to go there, man.
I have to go there, because even Andrew has two daughters. Like, he's stressing with two daughters. You have one daughter.
I didn't get to hear what happened with Andrew.
No, I mean, nothing happened. He's just saying, he just stated that he talks to his daughters a lot. He has a 17-year-old, and he has, I believe, another one with 15. And he talks to them about that same thing because they're on Facebook and, you know, and they're at that age. They're at that age where, you know,
well,
they can,
the
get, they can
is,
go
the
either
crazy,
way.
Yeah, the crazy thing is that, you know, this is the society that we're living in right now. These are things that could happen to anybody, you know. You know, kids are going to, you know, experiment with their bodies, with sexual things, and that's part of it's a natural course, you know what I'm saying? As long as you have to be there to teach them how to minimize, you know, exposure as much as they can. But, you know, when you're not there, you have, you know, they're friends, you know, they got friends, they got all this peer pressure, you got all these other, you know, like other media sites that, you know, they interact with other people from all over the world. You know, you don't even mm-hmm. know. They might be talking to somebody from somewhere else. So you gotta instill that in them, that, you know, how to combat that, how to fight that off, how to fight that pressure. You know what I'm saying?
As yeah.
my daughter, man, you know, I will hope, you know, that I will try to, like, you know, I'm trying to instill in her to be a young lady that, you know, doesn't have to, you know, reveal as much as, you know, everybody else is doing. Just try to keep herself in a positive manner. But, you know, sometimes things happen, man. Like, you know, my friend right now, they just blasted all her pictures, her naked pictures, video her naked, you know, Abby Berry. Like, I don't know if you know about that. She's all over world star right now. But, you know, she was in the world of, you know, doing videos and stuff like that. But it still didn't give the right to the dude that took the pictures and leaked them. And you know, just because he couldn't sleep with her, he actually, you know, leaked all these photos and video of her, which is really all over Worldstar right now. She got about almost 400,000 hits. I mean,
wow.
It's not even going to make her bigger, don't get me wrong. But, you know, she
well, you know,
well,
some people,
because, you know,
some people turn that around. Like this girl, what's her name? Kim Kardashian, Paris Hilton, I guess. You know, they went
not to say she's
a nobody, but I'm saying they went from really being a nobody to that happened. It was a naked video leaked out, and all of a sudden they're like the most famous people in the world.
Right. Well, I think those people, you know, there's a lot of premeditated stuff with those type of people. Like, you know, those things are probably well calculated. That's, you know, like, you know, especially being that famous already, you should know better than to do that, unless you know you want it in the back of your head for it to get leaked somehow. Because really, you know, it's only going to help you. The more it's publicity you cannot pay for. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't pay for that much publicity. You couldn't pay for it. So, you know, Kim Kardashian went from nobody knowing who the hell she was to her being on videotape with Ray J, and now she's an icon in American pop culture. Like, you know, that's crazy to me. But
like girls, little girls want to implement.
You gotta understand. You know, Kim Kardashian was Paris Hilton's maid, like kind of like her stylist and her husband, her personal assistant. So she saw what Paris did. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's not a coincidence to me that she came out and did the same thing. You know, but when we talk about the average girl, this is the point. Like these are the people that your little girls are going to be idolizing. You know, and if you know, it's good to, you know, there's certain things. You know, I'm not going to say everything is bad about these people because I'm in the entertainment world, so I know certain things, you know, people do. But you know, you got to teach them. You got to try to teach them that, you know, all right, this is okay about them, but this is not okay. You know what I'm saying?
Right. This is where there's a line.
That it's good to be sexy, it's good to be, you know, just, you know, pretty and be all that, but this is the line right here. You know what I'm saying? And I think if you, especially to me, is the fathers that are in the daughter's life, because the father is the first male, you know, whole presence in their life. And if they see from the father's perspective, you know, this is how a man should be, they're gonna look for that type of a man. You understand what I'm saying?
Now let me ask you something. In that same aspect, if the daughter is seeing the father all up on the Facebook and on the YouTube and looking online, nothing but sexy women and you know, girls with butts and just looking at their body, doesn't that give them like a mixed signal? Like, my dad does it, so that means this is what I must do then to get my boyfriend or to turn my man on.
That's kind of like a difficult one, you know, because my daughter's 3 years old right now. So would I be doing what I, like, right, let me tell you, that all depends on the man, right? When I, right now, I just added, my niece wasn't on my Facebook for a while because I told her, don't be on my Facebook because I post stuff that I know your father, my brother, don't agree with. So now she added me again, and I feel bad. So now that I added her, now I'm over here thinking every time I'm going to post something that I would, I got a filter on it now. Like, you know, I'm like, nah, I can't post that shit, or I'm going to have to wait till she sleeps in to post it. You know what I'm saying? Because I gotta still be me somehow. But I gotta respect that because this is my niece, you know, and I know she's 16 now. She's not gonna be totally covered from everything in the world, but you know, I want to just like I don't want her to just be like, damn, you know, is my uncle a perv? You know, even though I am a perv, don't get me wrong, I'm a perv. Because all men are pervs. Like niggas be fun, man, but we are pervs. But we just gotta know that when
you
it comes to that right
it.
Special woman. You know, you respect, you know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean that there's not another side, you know, of you, you know? So,
right.
I don't know, it's just a balance, man. You got to be around your kids and watch them.
Just
got to
create
it.
That balance. Yeah, absolutely,
yeah.
Absolutely.
And some, this is the crazy thing. You could do all this shit and all this watching and all this, and it's still like your child could come out as the left field one and just do all type of, you think that all these porn stars, like all these fathers, all these parents, like, look at these porn stars and be like, I'm going to raise my child like this. There's a porn star right now. Oh, what's her name? Belladonna. She was a Mormon. She came from a Mormon background. She's the biggest whore on porn. And you think that her parents would be like, this ain't the child that I raised. You understand what I'm saying? So,
right.
And I'm not saying that your child's going to come out like that, but the whole thing is, like, as a parent, you have to adjust to certain things because you have no idea how your child is going to come out. And you just have to, no matter what, suck it in and support and find a way to be there for your child. Like, you know what I'm saying?
But you never know.
You just never know, man.
Yeah, maybe with that one support, maybe that you just show that, you know, that child the support that they need. And they feel, you know what, my dad or my mom, you know, my family got my back. I don't need to be doing all that. Or, my mom or dad will kill me. Like, I'm not even blaming myself.
You know, because love for your child could go a long way. It could bring them out of the depths of all type of evil. You know what I'm saying? It could really, really, you know, you got that unconditional love where they know, you know, kids are going to go through certain things, man. I'm preparing myself because I really... You know, I don't know what the future holds for me with my daughter. You know, I'm preparing myself because I know I would go to jail for my daughter. I would literally go to jail. Like, somebody mess with my daughter, I'll be in jail. You know what I'm saying? So I got to prepare for these things because you don't know. You don't know what's going to happen, and you're going to have to be there to follow them no matter what happens. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so you can't go to jail.
But, you know, there's certain things that will push you to go to jail, trust me.
Okay, no. All right. Don't get off the topic. Anyway, I got to get on. Right. I got to, my phone lines is Christmas. But stay on, though.
On the end of that, like I said, if any hot ladies out there need some pics from a brother, I'm just joking. You know, I'm just joking.
Goodbye.
All right.
Goodbye.
It's a joke. Take it easy.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
Shout out to D-Cut for that one. I'm going to bring in, I believe this is my queen sis, Lushy Lush.
What up?
Your phone lines is open, please.
Yo.
You already know, man. It's caliente. It's hot up in here. I thought I was just getting old and catching, you know, them heat strokes or whatever, but I forgot the lamp all in my face. I feel like, damn. Shut this studio light off, like, really, I'm sweating.
Man,
but,
it's crazy.
Chime in.
Basically, you know, what he stated about the Kim Kardashian thing, like, really, like, I mean, you know, for her, you know, kind of, you know, even though they're kind of, like, mixed with, like, Middle Eastern, but, I mean, basically she considered white. You know, if a white chick do it, you know what I'm saying, she blows, like, look at Amber Rose. Like, she was a stripper, like. She was doing her thing. She got put on. Like, all these chicks that get put on, Rihanna be leaking her pictures. I think she probably should do it. She like being naked. You know what I'm saying? And then Chris Brown leaked, his stuff got leaked out. It's like, this is like publicity stunts anyway. You know what I mean? And everybody, come on, everybody has sent a pic. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's innocent out here. Like, don't even try to front.
Okay, wait. I've never sent a pic. Now.
Never.
Not confession. Wait a minute, not confession. back in the days, in the 80s, when you took pictures with the 110 camera, which a lot of people probably don't even know what I'm talking about. So the 110, right, with the... So, you know, in my heydays, when I was going through my wildness and crazy teenage whatever, I'm not going to front. Yes, I took a photo for my first love. Yes, I sent it to him while he was in prison. And, you know, thank God that, you know, the photo was ripped, faded, you know, the negatives were destroyed, and it never saw the light of internet. So I'm not afraid about nothing popping up or whatever. I'm good. Hello. You know, so that's my confession, but I did that with, it was different times. It was different times. I mean, you know, teenager growing up now, you know, trying to find his or herself and discovering themselves sexually. Now with the internet and all that, it's crazy because it's going around the world. You're no longer sharing it whoever you want to. You know, back then you developed the photos and you took your time. Let me see, who do I want to give this specific picture to? Now it's like you send the picture via phone or whatever, and it's just a free-for-all. Whoever gets it, wherever get it, whatever www.com can take it and do and Photoshop it, and it's just
It's crazy. I mean, the internet is like, you know what I'm saying, is worldwide. It's crazy. But, like, I mean, I'm going to tell you now, I will never run for president. I will never run for no mayor, no politics, because it might be some shit that
Wait, I think we got to go to commercial. We'll be right back. Damn.
I'm just saying,
if ever something was to, you know, you decide to run for president, something happens, would you do the Kim Kardashian, the Paris, like, run with it? Like, okay, it's out there, it happened,
I would say that this was something, I know I wouldn't go like and be like living off of it. I would be like, look, this was something that happened in my lifetime. I'm on a whole new path and everything. And yeah, at that time I was wild, and every child is wild, but you learn from your mistakes. You know what I'm saying? Don't judge me on that. You see what I'm doing right now?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
We ain't judging you. We just saying, like, did you post it on a website?
But it was deleted. But you know, you send a little chili.
I'm just saying, be careful with the Skyping. Don't think that they cannot take pictures of you while you're being
Skype. People are taking pictures of you on Skype, and Skype got a thing where you can freeze the picture and take pictures on there.
Mm-hmm.
And you can record your whole conversation and video on there on Skype.
Mm-hmm.
So be mindful of that, too.
Yeah, definitely be mindful. And just my whole thing is, you know, wait till you see the person face-to-face. Like, whatever happened to mystery? Like, whatever happened to, I wonder.
Nah, man.
You know, whatever happened to that?
They going hard fun nowadays, man.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
The game is changed.
Shout out to Lizette. She said, damn, sis, 110? That's way back.
That's the throwback joint right there, man.
Yeah,
but real quick before I get off, because I know real talk, like, you know what I'm saying, just be mindful about what you put out there. If you're secure with yourself and you know what I'm saying, you can handle that. But if you're a person that is going to be real detrimental to you, then be mindful and watch your kids out there, too. There are some perverts out there, too. So be careful. And big shout out and RIP to Selena that lost her life to domestic violence. Her boyfriend shot her in the head and shot her several times, and a bullet struck the child. And the boyfriend killed himself in New York, fled to New York and shot himself and shot her on the bus. The baby is in critical condition right now, and she's getting reconstructive surgery. So I actually pulled out the prayers, and we're taking in donations for them and everything. I actually know the father
and one of the great people. She's a police officer in D.C., originally from New York. And it's just sad, man. It's sad.
Okay, they can go on Lush Radio online and see mm-hmm. where they can send a donation to?
Yeah, they'll have all the information for that. Yeah, but let me get off and let you answer the phone calls. Love you guys. I'm out of here.
I love you too. We out of time anyway. Thank you everybody for calling in the Queen's Lounge. We always discussing a hot topic and giving the hot discussions, man. I appreciate you, salute you, and see you next week. Peace to everybody. Thank you for calling.